School was held Monday in West Warwick, but it wasn't completely business as usual. Bottled water was trucked in Sunday afternoon as soon as school officials learned of the problem with E. coli bacteria in the water supply. And other changes were made to keep kids safe, according to Kenneth Townsend, the school department's director of property services.
Each of the bubblers and all of our schools have been covered over and bagged and signs put on them not to drink the water. Cautionary measures were taken and the sinks were shut down and signs were put above the sinks. And the students have been told to wash their hands with hand sanitizer for now.
The boiled water order was a challenge for restaurants, too. Brianna Ferranti manages The Grill on Main in East Greenwich, one of the towns affected by the order.
We just purchased everything, water, soda, beverages, ice. We're just not serving coffee because it uses the tap water. We deal with crises all the time, so it's okay.
Health department officials say they don't know why the Kent County water supply is contaminated, but the boiled water order will remain in effect until at least Thursday because the state health department wants to see 3 consecutive days of normal test results. Flo Jonick, Rhode Island Public Radio.